Yeah, we help each other. Okay, so
and talk into the microphone.
Okay.
That's what you need.
So what's your name?
Miriam Martin. My name is Patricia. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. So, first question.
First question. What's one country other than the United States that your family is from?
I'm from Ecuador.
Ecuador.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nice. I come from Poland. Yeah, my old family lives in Poland.
Okay.
Yeah.
What brought you to Connecticut? So how did you come to Connecticut?
That's the first town.
Mm-hmm.
But when I came here the first time, I came in Greenwich.
Okay.
And then that's Connecticut.
Yeah.
And then I go back to my country.
Okay.
And then I see around tourists looking New York, New Jersey, Long Island, but I prefer Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like the first time I came and I have friends. And I decided to sit here because it's quiet. I think it's nice.
Great.
For us.
Great. So how did you come to Connecticut?
Because my husband work in Yale.
Okay.
And he works every day, and I look after my children.
Okay. What's a tradition that's been passed down in your family? What's something that your family does every year or celebrates every year?
In my family, celebrate every day, like Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Christmas is the big holiday in our country.
Yeah.
And also we're waiting for the New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
The New Year's too.
Yeah.
So they celebrate Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a big celebration.
Yeah.
And the family, even in the around where we live,
mm-hmm.
Everybody go to the family or we meet friends. And I think that's a big holiday.
Great.
In my country, but another holidays too, like celebrate the independence of my country. But I think the big holiday for family and I think all the world is Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In my country, Christmas is very important holiday and Easter.
Mm-hmm.
And we have plenty holiday, religion holiday. And we have plenty days free.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So, what has happened in your life that makes you think about immigration? What do you think about immigration?
Immigration, I think, is a big, big
problem.
Even because everybody, I think, in the world, we come from. What immigrant?
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think the town, the city, and the big cities,
mm-hmm.
even the big countries, where is the all like form with the immigrant.
Mm-hmm.
And only the thing is, all the country has rulers, many things for the immigrants. But I think the immigrant is the more important. People come to see what happened in this country, try to do the best.
Mm-hmm.
And try to do the best we can, and try to do something the best, I think in my mind,
mm-hmm.
For growing up
mm-hmm.
town, so growing up
mm-hmm.
countries.
Yeah.
That's because my English, but I think it's my idea.
So I think immigrant, it's very hard because we if family, close family, and we start new life.
Yeah.
And I think it's very hard because we new things and we will start everything again.
Mm-hmm. So what makes a good neighbor? What makes a bad neighbor? Like neighbor, like somebody you live next to. So
I don't know my neighbor.
You don't know
here. Yeah. This is very sad.
But I think they said the question, who does...
So what's a good neighbor?
The good neighbor, the thing is people share and be like polite, or at least try to be polite.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good neighbor, like try to help each other. Even people, for example, when we come and we came to Greenwich,
mm-hmm.
it's like in the time when I came, like, it's not like I'm Spanish. It's not too many Spanish people, so it's like the people is look. It's like when we not speak English, we go to the store and then. But the people over there is very polite. Is try to understand, and also when we go to even for when look around and we see. And the people, they try, even polite, they say, where are you coming from? And try to help each other. That is, I think, good
and
neighbor or good people, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, I think it's bad exactly as I think people is like try
rude.
To...
maybe
rude. Maybe rude, or maybe don't... try to, people is a lot of racist,
mm-hmm.
because they said, oh, they're Spanish, or black,
mm-hmm.
and then try to like look different. I think that is bad, for me, bad neighbor,
mm-hmm.
so that's like my idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe bad neighbor is neighbor who is very loud.
Yes, it was very loud.
Yes. But
it's difficult to say it's bad or good because depend where you're gonna live or how maybe the people is not happy.
Mm-hmm.
Try to show us like different things, like bad things.
Mm-hmm.
This is hard question.
Yeah, sorry,
but I tried to.
Okay, so last question.
Okay.
Where is a place in Connecticut that you recently spoke with a stranger or met somebody new?
Like a stranger is a stranger in a good way? Or
yeah. Well, yeah. Where in Connecticut did you recently meet a new person?
Oh, here. When we come to, when I come to improve my English.
Yeah.
I'm very happy find here this group that's very nice.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
And because I think we growing up people.
Yeah.
I think we come for the same idea,
mm-hmm.
like learn English, improve the English, and for have a beautiful future.
Mm-hmm.
Even we are here long time ago, maybe we don't have it for too many opportunities
right.
that we have now in New Haven.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's
good place
a good place for me.
For us.
I meet Patricia, I meet the teacher that's very nice, she speaks Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's very good
atmosphere. And the group I think is very nice.
From
China, from Chile, I think, from Japan.
Turkey. We can meet every
Turkish.
I'm sorry.
Iran. And that's in the I meet people here and connect.
Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I meet you.
Yeah.
And I'm here in the interview.
Yeah.
And we're very crazy.
Oh my gosh.
And we speak.
And we speak now. You know?